Kwaba Ekabo Jambu and hello Bankless Africa.
It's the end of another week, which means it's time for Sats Ngwe, where we give you weekly updates on crypto and Web3 headlines about the African continent. I am Miss Purple.
And I'm Neki.
Your favorite decentralized reporters from Africa.
Again, we take a bit of our time to review how the markets are doing. And honestly, the markets don't seem to be doing so great. I mean, at first we thought, hey, we're out of the bear. Okay, maybe not out, but we thought we're somewhat in the clear. But now it seems everything is just, well, starting to dip again. Bitcoin has steadily declined over the past weeks. Currently sits at $20,097.76, down from $21,283.91 last week. Ethereum currently sits at $8,492.80, down from $8,646.07 last week. Solana currently sits at $31.68, down from $37.04 last week. Optimism currently sits at $1.02, down from $1.20 last week. The Binance coin seems to be somewhat the least affected. Currently sits at $281.92, down from $287.89 last week. And the Bank token currently sits at $0.01377, down from $0.0144 last week. So we see reductions in market values of all of these tokens across board. Purple, just give us a feedback on what the fiat market is saying this week.
As is usual, the fiat market tends to do the direct opposite of what the crypto market is doing. So we're going to start off with the Ghanaian cedi, which is sitting at 10.03 cedi to the dollar, which is up from 9.77 last week. The Nigerian naira is at 422.2 naira to the dollar, which is up from 420.33 last week. The Lesotho Ludi and the South African rand are sitting at 16.89 rands to the dollar, down from 17.02 last week. That's interesting. The Kenyan shilling is at 120.5 shilling to the dollar from 119.99 last week. And last but certainly never the least, the Central African CFA franc is at 658.23 franc to the dollar from 653.23. That's quite interesting. It's quite interesting. I mean, of course, the differences in price may seem very minuscule, you know, but for something, for currencies that we literally use on a regular basis, and this is what we base our, you know, standards of living on, a cent makes a difference, you know, especially when it's a cent in terms of dollars. So it's a bit concerning, you know, this period overall, it's one of those very shaky periods where you just kind of hope to hold on until, you know, until kingdom come, but it is what it is. We're surviving and we'll make it through. With that, we're going to give you a quick update on the headlines that we had from last week, starting off with Water, which is in partnership with Parity Technologies, which is seeking to build African blockchain for ethically sourced commodities.
The Central African Republic president announced the successful launch of the Sango coin and termed it a key milestone in the nation's economic development.
The world's biggest cryptocurrency exchange, Binance, wants to open a South African bank account.
African fintech and crypto leaders were set to connect at the Africa Money and DeFi Summit this September, and that is still holding later in September. More updates on that later.
Kenya's crypto crowd is hopeful for president-elect to be better than their predecessor.
Nelisha Tue Diop's Web3 startup secured a $2 million VC-backed raise without a marketing budget.
Web3 ladies partnered with Polygon for their third cohort mentorship program.
And entrepreneurs in Nigeria are building on the country's growing interest in Bitcoin and establishing a Bitcoin village. Pretty novel.
Kenya's 2022 elections hint at the possibilities of blockchain in the voting process.
And last but definitely not least on the list of headlines from last week, campus students will begin to earn better with the launch of the BitGet Africa Ambassador Program. That brings us to the wrap-up of our headlines from last week. Now moving on to our headlines from this week. We kick off with Binance, and Binance has added the South African rand the ZAR into their fiat gateway.
Binance, which is the world's largest cryptocurrency exchange in transaction volume, has announced that they will be allowing both deposits and withdrawals with the South African rand, that is the ZAR. Binance says this should increase the accessibility and adoption of crypto within the region, and this rollout will be delivered in two phases. The first will be immediate, which is the deposit of the ZAR. This ZAR can then be converted into Bitcoin, Binance USD, Ethereum, Tether, and the Binance coin. The second phase will include the withdrawal of the South African rand. This will go live on the 25th of August at 8 a.m. UTC. The deposits will be made using an API infrastructure by South African company Stitch, which takes a service fee of 1%. The newly appointed Binance Country Manager for South Africa, Hannes Wessels, states that Binance is excited about this new step and the opportunity that this digital asset access could mean for South Africans. According to Binance, this service will be able to support South Africa's top five banks, that is Absa, Capitec, FNB, Nedbank, and Standard Bank. I guess they weren't joking when they said they want to open a South African bank account. They're showing a reason. They're giving us reason why they should be allowed to open a bank account in South Africa. I mean, after all, if they're going to be working with so much money, they should be allowed to do something like that. So that's quite interesting. And as a person who lives in Lesotho and is surrounded by South Africa, I am hoping that with time, we will kind of be enveloped in that adoption, you know, and it will be one of those fluke moments where they say, you know what, you're right here, so let's just bring you in, because that would be phenomenal. That would be really great. I am hoping that we take example from whatever it is that South Africa is doing and we apply that to ourselves as well. Moving on to our next headline for this week, the South African Reserve Bank advises banks to serve crypto clients.
This is very interesting. We seem to be having a lot of updates from South Africa. The Reserve Bank of South Africa has given instruction to the banks in South Africa to serve cryptocurrency clients and not turn them away. In their statement, the Reserve Bank said, and I quote, "Banks may act as a conduit for funds linked to crypto asset service providers," end quote. "Activities and may play a role in assisting customers wishing to purchase crypto assets or receive payouts for the sale of crypto assets via fiat currency into their bank accounts. Banks must ensure that they maintain adequate records of all customer transactions, including fiat to fiat, fiat to crypto, and crypto to fiat transactions. According to the South African Reserve Bank, risk assessment should not directly imply seeking to avoid said risk entirely. They emphasized on the need for due diligence when it comes to money laundering and control." I pretty much feel like I want to laud the South African government and the Reserve Bank for making this possible. I mean, I live in Nigeria, right? And down here, it is absolutely blatantly illegal for any bank to actually facilitate the moving of any funds that are in any way tied to crypto, be it crypto to fiat, crypto to crypto, or any way it goes. So I don't entirely support that. In fact, I feel like what the South African Reserve Bank is doing is probably what the Nigerian Central Bank should be doing. I mean, there's a lot more ways to regulate this. There's a lot more ways to ensure due diligence. There's a lot more ways to curb money laundering. I mean, they could implement such things as KYCs and all of that. That's all part of risk assessment. But the outright banning of all transactions that are linked to cryptocurrency via commercial banks, I don't exactly stand with it. And I'm really, really impressed that the South African Reserve Bank is making this move. I pretty much feel like it would make all things crypto transactions easier, especially for the citizens that live there. I mean, this benefits them the most, or anybody who might happen to be in the country at this time or in the near future. Super impressive. Moving on to the next headline. Nigerian crypto startup YellowCard launches payments service.
This long bear market period seems to be fostering some really top-level innovations in the crypto space. People are diverting their attention from all the noise and focusing on building sustainable projects. Yellowcard, for example, is a company that claims to be building a new financial infrastructure for the African continent. They just launched its new service called YellowPay. Its aim is to make money transfers easier with a greater desire to open Africa to more investments and business grants. YellowPay simplifies money transfers, giving Africans an opportunity to send money across borders. The unbanked are also not left out. In fact, we can say that they are the most thought about with the service, as the necessary requirement to open a dollar account with banks can now be bypassed. This is quite interesting, and I think I might be shot for this, but I think M-Pesa did a phenomenal job in laying the ground and showing the possibilities of what can be done, particularly when you don't necessarily have a bank account and you need to move money around. So, of course, they're not the only ones that exist across the continent, but I think they're the most globally recognized ones, and even across the continent as well. You know, the fact that I know what that is and I use that, that goes to say that they are doing a relatively good job in terms of reaching a wider audience. So I am excited to see what Yellowcard is doing. As a person who deals with international people a lot, you know, when they'll say, give me your Cash App, I'm like, sorry, I don't have that. We don't have that here, you know? So it becomes very difficult for you to send money if it's not crypto related and you want to send fiat. It's near impossible for you to do that in an efficient way if you don't have a bank account that allows for those services. So this is exciting. I'm loving all these new innovations. On to our next headline for this week. Binance launches their crypto education hub in Cameroon in collaboration with Inoni Tech.
Inoni Tech, a nonprofit organization, has come into partnership with Binance to launch a crypto education hub in Yaoundé, Cameroon. With Binance already reaching over 600,000 Africans, both virtually and offline, teaching them about crypto and blockchain, this hub takes their education to even greater heights. It gives more people a direct approach to learning, giving them a more hands-on experience about what blockchain technology and Web3 is all about. There will be regular in-person events as the center serves as a focal point for crypto education and training. These activities will not only foster crypto adoption and literacy in Cameroon, but will also, in due time, spread across other Francophone countries in Africa. I mean, I really love the efforts Binance is putting into all of this. You know, Africa is diverse, and frankly, we were colonized by, well, many masters. So we have English-speaking countries, we have the French-speaking countries. I think we also have Portuguese and maybe a few others. But it's really great to see that we're not exactly neglecting countries that speak other languages that are not central to English. Because, well, I mean, across Africa, English is very possibly the most widely spoken generalized language, I think. But, you know, we still have others like French, we have Portuguese in some places, and we have a lot others. So to see that Binance is actually putting some effort into trying to make sure that people who speak languages other than English are not excluded from the wave of crypto education it's bringing about Web3 and blockchain technologies, that is super awesome. I mean, I know it would definitely take a lot of effort to put together all of those resources, the training personnel, I mean, even the funds to make that happen, and the commitment on the part of the people who are involved in this to actually do things like translate manuals or translate guides or facilitate learning sessions in these other languages. It's pretty fantastic to learn about. And Binance keeps making these headlines almost every other week, supporting African blockchain technology startups through their crypto education hub, through their many efforts to ensure that Africa and Africans actually get onboarded into Web3 and actually get involved with what blockchain technologies are about. They're basically helping us keep the door to the future open. I think that's what it is. I mean, they keep breaking these headlines every week, and I am super proud of Binance. I mean, I use the service, and they are as good as their service. That's all I have to say. Moving on to the next headline. The Built with Bitcoin Foundation constructs a school in Kenya.
Bitcoin Foundation continues to show how deliberate it is towards fostering not only crypto education, but empowering people in all spheres. With so many use cases surrounding crypto adoption, we're also seeing companies develop lives. The Bitcoin Foundation is one such organization that uses Bitcoin to partner with communities to provide access to clean water, nutritious food, and quality schools for the locals of those communities. The nonprofit organization constructed a school in Kenya showcasing Bitcoin as a force for good. Although the school still relies on donors for its continued operations, plans are in motion for it to sustain itself in the future as soon as all upper primary schools and facilities are completed. I give kudos to the Bitcoin Foundation. I just have one concern. A lot of these schools that depend so heavily on donors, I mean, I've heard plenty stories about how, first of all, the money never gets to where it needs to go. Now, thankfully, with blockchain technology, that can change. You know, they can be, you can hold people accountable for that. But outside of that as well, I hope that this does not mean, like, you know, that separation that happens between the people and the funders and the communities and all of that. I really genuinely hope that this is an open effort that involves community members and they get to be involved from inception towards the very end. Because when you just brought in, I've seen this happen many times where you bring in the locals once you've done the thing, but because they don't understand what your vision was, you miss that. Or maybe you don't understand what their needs are, so you don't implement those things or you don't account for those situations that they were looking to have solved. So I really hope that this is an open effort that allows all community members to be involved in creating this. So I'm excited. And anybody who knows that me and education, same WhatsApp group. So I'm very, very excited. I'm very hopeful. And I hope that more of these crop up across the continent in a very positive way that has community members involved above all else. Moving on to our next headline, there is a call for African tech ventures to pitch live at the Africa Money and DeFi Summit in West Africa.
As a follow-up to the wildly successful Money and DeFi Summit in Nairobi, Kenya, at the beginning of the year, the Africa Tech Summit, startups are again invited to attend 2 days of sessions and networking events where cryptocurrency and decentralized finance, as well as their intricacies, will be discussed. African startups will be chosen by the Africa Money and DeFi Summit team and given the opportunity to present their company's current requests, such as money and collaborations, in front of a live audience. More like a stage. The aim of the meet is to explore new innovative frontiers in the decentralized finance and Web3 space. Now, all startups and ventures that wish to participate in this event, which will hold in Accra, Ghana, would have to make themselves available for September the 27th and September the 28th, 2022, for the summit. Now, the summit is still accepting applications for the program, and this window will be left open till the 1st of September, 2022. So if you are a founder or an African startup that wants to be a part of this program for September the 27th and 28th, please hurry up and send in your applications as the deadline will be the 1st of September, 2022. Moving on to the next headline, the Zimbabwean Central Bank explores digital currency options to boost its economy.
The Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe, RBZ, claims that preparations to develop Zimbabwe's own central bank digital currency, that is a CBDC, are moving at full speed. CBDC, which is a digital version of central bank money, provides infrastructure such as improved financial access for individual clients and a more effective infrastructure for interbank payments. At least 10 nations have fully introduced digital currencies globally, with China's pilot program expected to grow in 2023. Nigeria, the largest economy in Africa, officially started its CBDC in October 2021. According to the head of the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe, Dr. Mangudia, this decision was aimed at fostering a broad and transparent public dialogue regarding the potential benefits and risks of CBDC and, more importantly, helping to position Zimbabwe to follow a global trend. That's interesting. That's, I don't have much to say on that. I just think that's interesting. We will have to see what comes out of that. I hope it's not, gosh, I hope it's done right. That's, yeah, I'm going to cut it there. I'm going to end it there. But yeah. Moving on to our next headline. Blockchain technology is said to provide jobs and solve problems. And this is according to the Mara CEO.
I mean, I think I pretty much reckon with the solving problems part. I mean, we're still trying to explore multiple use cases of blockchain technology and trying to see how all of those can actually convert to providing solutions for real life problems that we're currently facing in Africa and around the world. Now, the more familiar we get with crypto and blockchain technology, the more these technologies become applicable to our lives. We begin to uncover more and more of these use cases that ultimately help to transform our earth and the world around us. In a media session with journalists in Lagos, the chief executive officer of Mara, Chi Nnadi, said that the blockchain technology is capable of creating jobs and bringing innovations that will help solve the country's problems. In his words, Mara wants to build a foundation where people can learn, get into crypto, and learn how to build their own projects, from ideation to innovation. He went further to say that the Pan-African Crypto Exchange is building something that could potentially transform the continent. Very interesting. Very, very interesting. So essentially, in my opinion, though, what I think Mara is trying to do is beyond creating a platform that just solves cryptocurrency and exchange problems, they are looking to help African entrepreneurs or users of their platform think out of the box. You know, I'm not exactly sure what range of services they're trying to offer or what solutions they might be willing to prefer in this line to help people begin to ideate. But they seem to be pretty willing to encourage users and potential founders to ideate and progressively innovate, you know, birth new technology tied to blockchain. And I think it's a really good initiative. I see it more like a social good. I mean, the more people we're able to get to begin to innovate in blockchain space, pretty much the more easier problems that we're currently facing as a country or as a continent in those regards will be tackled. And it's a very bold move, very bold, and also seems to be something that could bear much fruit in the near to somewhat distant future. Moving on to the next headline, the African metaverse opens up to the world.
Africa Rare, being the first metaverse project in Africa, is set to unlock creativity and connect African creators to a global world. The virtual world is called Ubuntuland, and its focus will be commerce, cryptocurrency, and creativity. MTN, the largest telecommunications company in Africa, already has a 12x12 village, which is 144 plots, and the Austria-based World Data Lab has a 6x6 village, on which they will both be developing their presence. There will only be 204,642 plots of land, which could create a scarcity mentality in landowners. These 3D land spaces can be customized to fit the landowner's needs. The co-founder of Africa Rare, Shane Mann, said, "Aside from the fact that Africa is our home, we are extremely bullish about the future of the continent. With Africa Rare being built on collaborative partnerships, the commercialization possibilities are endless." This, on paper, this sounds pretty phenomenal. But as a community member, I would like to say, you know, maybe tap in a bit more. Maybe if they were to be more on the pulse of what's going on in the space. You know, I'm seeing so many people creating for the sake of creating and developing for the sake of developing and not fully understanding the intention behind certain things. So I would just like to see them more on the ground and listening to us, the community, and seeing what's, you know, what's appealing to us and not so much what's appealing to them. Unless, of course, this is aimed at a certain elite group of people who want something else, which is, if it is, then it's totally fine. But if it's not, then I think maybe, you know, maybe try to figure out what the community, what the people really want and what they're looking for. That's just my my community piece of advice, if that helps, if it helps. And last but certainly not least, Cape Town is set to host a CryptoFest in 2022 this coming September. Interesting.
Under the theme of don't look up, well, strike out the don't, Bitcoin Events is excited to announce the return of CryptoFest 2022. This event will be happening live in Cape Town, and a plethora of crypto industry leaders and experts are set to be present. Subject matter experts will be dissecting topics around decentralized finance, non-fungible tokens, Web3, and the metaverse. This event has gotten quite a number of people stoked, with the co-founder of Bitcoin Events, Sonia Cornell, surely not left out. She points out that now is the time to see where opportunities lie in this space, reiterating the fact that crypto has an undeniable impact on the future of industry. The CryptoFest 2022 will be happening at the Grand Africa Cafe and Beach on September 30th and will be both virtually and in-person broadcasted. But, I mean, you can also attend whether virtually or in person. I would say be there in person if you can, because there will be an NFT gallery and a metaverse gaming zone for the first time ever. These are very novel entities that you should definitely want to see. So if you can make your way there, please do. Please do. I'm just pretty excited to see that Africa is at the is starting to be at the forefront of organizing many of these things. I mean, I don't think we have a lot of these DeFi meetups or, you know, Web3 community meetups, but we're starting to see a bunch of these. We have Eat Safari coming up, and then we have this, the Cape Town Crypto Fest. I mean, these events are becoming more and more popular, and I think all of these are just channeled towards trying to build a stronger Web3 community, a stronger blockchain technology community that would, through combined efforts, be able to continue to ideate and innovate and push forward through education and enlightenment of everybody else what this technology is about and the potential good it could do for the continent and for the whole world. Super stoked, super excited.
Overall, I think the theme is excitement. I think the theme is innovation. And I think I'm seeing a lot more people move towards creating and, you know, trying to find solutions that we possibly have not been able to find before. So I'm ecstatic, and I am hoping that, you know, we remember to take our time, take things slow. Just because everybody's doing it does not mean you need to do it. Sometimes it can take, you know, years into a certain revolution for something monumentally life-changing for a certain group of people to come out. Instagram, for example, is not that old. But when it comes to Web2, Web2 had been around for quite a while before Instagram came. But now look, you know, Instagram has changed the lives of millions of people. It's changed how we look at social media to begin with. So I think it's important to know that sometimes it's not always about being first out the gate. I mean, sometimes it is, but sometimes, other times, it's about you being the best, either the best product or selling yourself in the best way possible and placing yourself in front of mind for all the people who may be consuming your product or your services or anything of that sort. So keep doing what you're doing, keep building, you know, keep being awesome, keep being fantastic, and we will make it out. You know, we will get the Africa that we want. I well and truly believe in that. And I'm not just saying that just because I'm here, but I really truly believe that we will get to the Africa that we want. And with that, just a reminder that none of what we share here is financial advice, only the opinions of the individuals that make this show possible. You can always use the links in the show notes to do your own research. Don't forget to subscribe, share, and leave a rating on whatever platform you're listening from. Remember that it helps us so much to be able to continue doing what we're doing. We are, after all, our own wildest dreams, the hope of our own tomorrow. So, until next time, be relentless.